It's Morning Edition from NPR and WIOL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. The Champaign Unit 4 School District hosted a public meeting last night to display proposals for new and renovated schools. The meeting was held at one of the buildings that could be renovated and expanded, Central High School. News Gazette education reporter Nicole LaFond was at last night's meeting, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Brian.
The district described this as a town hall meeting. When I hear that phrase, I think of people getting up to speak in a public setting, giving their thoughts and on the various proposals. Was that what happened last night?
No, it was actually a pretty different setting than that. That's kind of what I expected going into it as well. But the way they had it set up, it was kind of set up like stations. So people could come in through the front entrance, the Seeley Hall area. And there was, you know, a check-in center where you could get some packets of information and then kind of walk through different little, you know, tables with display setups. So they had a table set up with administrators who could answer questions on, you know, what the capacity is at all the, you know, all the different schools that need work and how the district has gotten to this point and why, you know, some of these needs need to be addressed. And then, you know, they had a station for the tier two level of the facility committee. So they had some of the representatives from the community that served on the facility committee there just to answer questions and let them know about this facility committee process that they went through. And a couple other stations was architects and drawings, and they even had a video set up. So it was very different from a, you know, kind of Q&A style or formal meeting setting. It was pretty interesting the way they had it set up.
How would you describe the attitude of the attendees that you spoke with last night at the meeting?
It was pretty mixed. So I stuck around for about an hour and a half. The people were coming through until about 8 last night. And, you know, I talked to some people on the record, some people off the record, and it was mixed. There was a former student there who was super adamant about the interstate drive location, mostly because she felt that, you know, Central students deserve a brand new high school, not a renovated one. But then, you know, I talked to some parents who have been involved in this process, or at least paying attention to the conversation for the past several years, and, you know, they were excited that the board had come up with an option that taxpayers might approve. So it was a pretty mixed. I mean, there were parents, there were retirees, there were students there. So it was a good mix of people, but, you know, there was no one overwhelming opinion, at least from people that I spoke with.
From those you spoke with who maybe were still undecided about what direction they want to see the school board go with a referendum, what information were they still looking for?
Well, I spoke to a woman who she used to be a parent at Southside, and then her students went to Edison, and now she has a kid at Central, and she was excited about the process, but she was a little undecided about. I believe the board is still reviewing whether or not it should tear down Southside or renovate it. And she was, you know, very adamant, hoping that the board wouldn't tear down Southside. It's a old building that she says fits in really well for the community. But for the other schools, you know, she said she just wanted to see them updated and she didn't really care much about what the other plans were for that. And, you know, some people were concerned about the cost and kind of were undecided about, you know, what schools should be the top priority. A lot of people seem to think that Central has the most problems or is in the most need of renovation. But if you look at Dr. Howard, a 100-plus-year-old elementary school that's not accessible, some people think that there's a case to be made for that school as well. So I think, you know, the community's not decided on what the priorities should be for a referendum as well as the school board, at least as of right now.
So what's coming up next? Sounds like maybe another town hall meeting like the one last night?
Yeah, so in July 14th, there will be another one at Centennial High School, and I've been told that it will be set up pretty similar, if not the exact same. At Centennial, people will kind of have the chance to do the same, you know, look at the plans, ask questions. I think the architects and construction managers will be there as well. So that's coming up July 14th. There's also going to be some community surveys going on, at least over the month of July, where residents of Champaign may get a phone call from the company that the school district hired to ask them about their opinions on the district's facilities and the plans that the board's considering as of right now. And then last night, school board president Chris Kleppel told me that they hope to have at least one more board meeting that's kind of focused on facilities and where they're at in making decisions before they, you know, put together final language for a referendum question.
Sure. And what's the timetable for the board to decide what referendum language to use for November?
So they have to have a proposal approved and put together by August 21st. So just a little bit over a month, 2 months left there. And I know that at least the school board presidents indicated to me that they would like to have something on the November ballot. So that's the goal they're working towards right now.
All right. Very good. Nicole LaFon, education reporter for the News Gazette. She was at last night's town hall meeting at Champaign Central High School. And you can read her coverage of that meeting in today's News Gazette. Nicole, thank you very much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And we also had in one of our WILL interns at the last night's meeting. That was Ben Thomas Payne, who talked to a couple of people for us. One of the people he spoke with was Brad LePayne, who doesn't currently have a child in the Champaign school system, but was still very interested to see what the school board was looking at possibly doing with facilities on November's ballot.
I'm still trying to digest it. I mean, there's a lot here. My daughter already graduated from high school, so, you know, technically it doesn't affect me, except that I pay taxes here, and I'd like to know what's going on, and I'd like to get the most bang for my tax dollar, shall we say. And so that's why I'm here looking at it.
So another voice from last night's meeting at Champaign Central High School.